It's just the normal practices to ensure that on all observer missions, what we do is we look to see what the framework is, the legal requirements to ensure people have a right to vote, don't have any unnecessary obstacles in the way. And we've been doing that. So we've met with the Electoral Commission, we've met with the Attorney General, we've met with media groups, we've met with civil society groups. So we're getting a really good idea that the circumstances under which the election is held, and this morning people are going to the polls.
This democratic process, or this part of the democratic process, still relatively new to the people of Tonga, but that they have a handle on the process. It's all being well organised.
It's been very impressive, actually. You're quite right. Their constitutional arrangements are relatively new in this form. People, I think, slowly but surely are beginning to understand the whole democratic process. We're noticing people are coming with their identification to the polling booth. They certainly know what to do. The setup of the whole arrangements was impressive, actually. It's like everything. It's a case of evolution, I suppose, but I'd say real progress has been made.
People from outside Tonga may look, though, at the circumstances that brought this election about and suggest that the democratic process isn't quite there yet, because the King effectively pulled the plug on the government, and the suggestion was there was concern that Mr. Pohiva was trying to take away too much power from the nobility.
Yes, that is correct. The King acted according to their constitution, however. There was nothing illegal or improper. He does have that right. And I think that certainly has been an issue that will have to be talked about in the future. But as far as this election is concerned in the observer group, we concentrate on the process, and what happens after the election I think will be something that obviously the Tongan people will have to consider as part of their evolution.
Your network of observers, I mean, how much of the country will they be able to cover, or will they be focusing mainly on the urban areas?
No, we've got people in the islands who are observing the process of elections there. We will go around all the constituencies today, and also I will observe the nobles who will also be voting for their representatives. So it's as comprehensive as we can humanly make it.
And at what point do you and your delegation pull out? Once results are declared, or will it be before that?
Well, we think the results will come through tonight. We will do an interim report, probably tomorrow or Saturday at the latest. We then compile our formal report, which goes to the Secretary-General in London, and it's for her to decide when to release it to all the parties. But we will be leaving Tonga on Monday.
One thing that has been pointed up during the election campaign, 15 women candidates standing, but the suggestion is that if even one of them gets over the line, it might be a surprise. I mean, what sense do you get that there might be a breakthrough here for female candidates?
We have been impressed with the number of people who have raised the level of interest in the women candidates and the professionalism with which they are campaigning. And I think everyone is just waiting to see, in fact, whether this will mark a shift on that issue.
This is one of the points that has been made about female candidates in the past, and the suggestion was that there shouldn't be seats set aside specially for them. They just have to learn how to campaign better. So by the sound of it, maybe they've done that. Maybe there is hope that there will be some winners.
Well, I think if there's not, then of course there are other models, like in Samoa, where they decided there to have specific seats, and of course women could stand in the general seats as well. So I think we're sort of in a situation where we're just taking each experience with each election, and if it doesn't produce, I'm sure, women candidates of competency, then they'll have to rethink how they're going to do that.